You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We start the day with critical economy update. Merchandise exports rose 23.5% in June from a year before, even on an unfavorable base, but a steep 57.6% jump in imports on the back of elevated global commodity prices drove up trade deficit to a new monthly record of $26.2 billion. With this, trade deficit in the June quarter jumped to a record $70.8 billion, way above that of $31.4 billion in the same quarter last fiscal, according to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry on Thursday. This will likely inflate the country's current account deficit for the quarter of FY23 to more than 3% of GDP, compared with 1.5% in the previous quarter, according to some analysts. Given the fears of recession in top markets, which have contributed immensely to India's stellar export performance in FY22, external demand for Indian merchandise may falter in the coming months. The global supply chains, despite some improvement in recent weeks, still remain tangled. Meanwhile, India's imports from Russia surged 272% in the first 2 months of this fiscal from a year before to $5.03 billion, as New Delhi stepped up purchases of oil, fertilizers and coal to tackle a growing domestic shortfall of the commodities. Trade sources told FE that the pace of growth in imports from Russia remained elevated in June as well, albeit on a low base, as New Delhi continued to resist mounting Western pressure to cut trade ties with old ally Moscow following the latter's invasion of Ukraine. However, India's exports to Russia plunged 46% on year to just $245 million until May this fiscal, primarily due to logistics and payment issues in the aftermath of Western sanctions on Moscow. Consequently, India's trade deficit with Russia widened to $4.8 billion until May this fiscal from just $902 million a year before. Data sourced from the DGCIS showed between April and May, India's imports of crude oil from Russia climbed 621% to $3.2 billion, while those of petroleum products jumped 879% to $509 million. Similarly, imports of coal, coke, briquettes, etc. surged 210% to $520 million. Fertilizer purchases too spiked 808% to $345 million. Moving on to some corporate news. In line with the partnership announced at the beginning of this calendar year, Bharti Airtel on Thursday approved allotment of 71 million shares to tech major Google at an issue price of ₹734 per share. Google will hold 1.2% of total post-issue equity shares of the company, Bharti said in a regulatory filing. The company's special committee of directors for preferential allotment approved the same, it added. In January, Google had said that it will invest $1 billion in Bharti Airtel. Of this, $700 million will be for picking up 1.28% stake in the country's second largest telecom service provider, while the rest will be for multi-year plans related to devices and other programs around digital inclusion. The development has been viewed as positive, which brings greater synergies between over-the-top players and access service providers. This is Google's second strategic investment in a telecom access firm. In July 2020, it had picked up 7.73% stake in Jio Platforms for $4.5 billion, while Jio was valued at ₹4.36 trillion. The $700 million investment values Bharti Airtel at ₹4.1 trillion. Now some update on LIC. Life Insurance Corporation of India's embedded value was at ₹5.41 trillion at the end of March, significantly higher than ₹95,605 crore at the end of March 2021. The insurer said on Thursday the increase is due to the bifurcation of fund into separate participating and non-participating funds, pursuant to changes in the LIC Act 1956. Earlier, the insurer had only one fund, and the valuation surplus from the participating and non-participating business was distributed between policyholders and shareholders in a ratio of 95 to 5. The insurer said the EV had not fallen since September 2021, despite a mark-to-market loss of around ₹40,000 crore. The EV is the present value of future profits plus the market value of net assets. One of the valuation parameters that analysts use is a multiple of the EV. The LIC stock has lost nearly 25% since it listed on May 17th and closed Thursday's session at ₹715. And finally, here's what all the pre-opening buzz at the Dalal Street. Ahead of the last trading session of the week, the SGX Nifty was up with gains while global cues were mixed after the Nasdaq ended with gains while S&P 500 and Dow Jones moved lower. SGX Nifty hints at a tepid opening for Sensex Nifty. For investors, Tata LXC, JSPL and ACC are among the key stocks to watch out today. Domestic headline indices had closed with losses on the weekly futures and options expiry session on Thursday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.